I don't know about you, but I'm not tired of partying yet. It seems like the last month and a half has been party after party after party. We finished off the Easter season with a bang, and then we went right into, you'll have to correct me on the order, Pentecost, Holy Trinity, Peter and Paul, just all these parties, one right after the other. And now we finally settle on green, ordinary time. A reminder, the reason why we wear green, one of them, in fact, is because it represents the growth. And living liturgically is beautiful because it also matches the way we live in the world socially and farmily, I guess. Because right now, there are many fields that are growing up slowly. And so we can take this time right now, because the next big thing is going to be Jesus Christ, the Lord of the universe, and then Advent. So we have a long green ocean in front of us to grow before we move on to the next year and the next season. A beautiful way to start this time of ordinary time is Jesus sending out the 72 disciples. Remember that he had 12 apostles, his close buddies who were spending lots of time with him, and then he had his disciples, which he sent out in pairs, as we heard in the gospel. Can you imagine going into a town over, or a county over, knocking on a door, saying, "Hey, can we come in? Would you like to hear about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?" I don't know how well that would work. Others have tried it. What I think we can interpret this as is, we do need things. He's telling them to bring no money bag, no sack, no sandals. Greet no one along the way. You should still be friendly to others. It's okay to own a car and have shoes. However, the words of Jesus can still ring true for us today, because when we think about the homes and we think about the long, elaborate greetings that would have taken place back then, we can think about a person's home being their heart. If we are traveling out, the disciples are traveling out to different towns and homes, but how many different homes or hearts or people do you meet in a single day? And every interaction is an invitation to either enter into dialogue with one another or go, "I don't want to hear any of it." But going back to St. Paul in his letter to the Galatians, obviously he says the rousing words of, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ." And then he talks about the different marks, which, knowing the context of Galatians and his arguments and theological debates with Peter, whether we should be circumcised or uncircumcised, baptism, what meat should we eat? How can we know who is one of the real ones? How can we know who is on our team? He rejects all of that and says, only conversion, only becoming a new creation, only by following Jesus to the cross and to the resurrection. This is a lot harder, because if we had either a flag or a hat or a bumper sticker or something that we could read to know who's on our team or what team we're on, then it would make things a lot easier of who to avoid, who to shake our dusty feet at, or who to hang out with. But if we can see every single person in the way St. Paul did, which is one whom Christ Jesus died for, we too can bear his marks on our bodies, more specifically on our souls. The one distinguishable mark, not by our eyes, but by our souls, is your baptism. Your baptism. We remind ourselves of our baptism every single time we dip our fingers into holy water when we come into the church. We're reminded of our baptism in various texts of the liturgies. This is the most important thing. It's the gateway drug to all the sacraments and all the graces that the Lord has to offer us. If you are baptized, you are a threat. When the disciples all come back and they're rejoicing and they're celebrating and they're saying, "Jesus, look at all these demons we punched in the face. Look at all this cool stuff we can do." He says, "Okay, cool. Great. Rejoice, no, not that because you won, but because your names are written in heaven. You're mine. You belong to me. This is why St. Paul says that I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. We don't have any evidence that he was, in fact, a stigmatic like Padre Pio or like St. Francis. But he's using this language specifically because in the pagan first century times that he was writing in, an animal or a slave was branded or marked in some way to show who its master was. And St. Paul will very much say quite a bit that I am a slave of Jesus Christ. No Roman emperor, no king, nothing else. I am a slave to Jesus Christ, and these are the marks I bear on my body and in my actions. So if we're to take Jesus' words seriously, and I think we should, we are called to go out, whether we're visiting homes or towns or whether we're visiting other people's hearts. Go forth knowing that you bear the marks of his crucifixion and therefore his resurrection. Go forth knowing that you are baptized. And then probably even more sacraments and graces stacked on top of that. You have an indelible mark upon your soul, something that demons hate. So one modern interpretation of this or example is you could go to the Lord and say, Lord, look at this debate in the comment section that I won on Facebook. Isn't that so cool? I told them what was right. Great. Okay, put your phone down. Go pray. Go talk to the person next to you. When we assume that every single person that we meet, like the disciples did before entering their home, is marked, is someone who Jesus died for, and then we can evaluate after we've had an interaction, I believe that the way we go out will be a lot more joyful, a lot more fun, and a lot more free. I pray for everyone in this parish and in my own parish that as we go forth into this ordinary time, that we can go out into the world. Yes, if you need a money bag or a sack or a car or sandals, whatever it might be, please greet people along the way. Go forward, spreading the news of the gospel, knowing that you are baptized. You are marked with Jesus' death and resurrection. You are not only a threat to demons, but you are written in the name. Your name is written in heaven. Amen.